Și bună băița migdoș, ne-i doveio meilu, se-n călcheilu de soiero să fău. Și bună băița migdoș, ne-i doveio meilu, iroturi răbună porțoi.
Welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhardt, and you know this second hour is strictly Chazonis. And thank you for joining with me. A couple of quick announcements. You know that this coming Thursday, February 28th, Yitzchak Perlman and Yitzchak Helfgott will be at the Barclays Center. I'm sure by now you know how to reach the Barclays Center. It's going to be quite an event. I look forward to seeing many of you there. I remind you that on March 10th at Congregation Anshei Shalom in New Rochelle at 50 North Avenue, there will be a wonderful cantorial concert with Ben Zion Miller, Moshe Shuloff, and Yanki Lemmer, Danny Gildar at the piano. It promises to be just a wonderful evening of Chazonis for those of us, those of you who enjoy. It's certainly worth the trip. It's right off of Route 95, 25, 30 minutes from Brooklyn. You should Google it, and you'll find it's very, very easily reachable. Tickets are only $30. What a bargain in today's world. It's certainly worth a trip to New Rochelle. Oh, and just a note on Shabbos, March 9th. Well, I guess it's the 8th and the 9th. At the Westside Institutional Synagogue, Zevi Muller will have the Hampton Synagogue Choir led by Yitzchak Chaimoff. That is always an outstanding situation. So for those of you who love choirs and Chazonis, Westside Institutional, March 9th with Zevi Muller. Okay, on to a little belated Purim recordings, appropriate. Let's start with Benjamin Muller, and this is Shoshanis Yaakov, Benjamin Muller. Thank you. Okay, Benjamin Muller with Shoshanis Yaakov. Let's hear from Moshe Stern. Next two selections will be Moshe Stern and Yossi Malavani, and I encourage you to save the date of June 23rd. They will be honored along with me at a special dinner and tribute at the Museum of Jewish Heritage down in Battery Park. That's Sunday evening, June 23rd. Those of you, well, many of you are on my email list for the calendar. You'll be receiving Save the Date and other information. But let's go to this wonderful selection of Al Hanisim with Moshe Stern.
Atoy de kloy kholu racham kho Ve hamera heim kloy sham khasod kho Me oyom ki Al hanisim, ve'al hapurkon, ve'al hagurois, ve'al hatshois, ve'al ha'amir ha'amois. Shios Yisua, la'amuise. Ale hagevurlois, vale hatshuois, veal hamnile homois, sheos iso, lavois reino, voio mi voimas manas o. Sheos iso, lavois reino, voio mi voimas manas o. Bimei matisi yohu ben yoichonon koi heim godoil Hashmoy na yuvono Kishi yom doi malechus yohu ben horresho Wallo Oh,
Okay, Al Hanisim, miracles. Yes, a time of miracles. Next selection, certainly appropriate, will be Yossi Malavani with his wonderful rendition of Shehecheyanu.
Manu vegion lasmanaze shehayanu vegiemanu vegion lasmanaze lasmanaze lasman lasman lasmanaze Lazman naze, lazman naze, haze. Lazman naze, lazman naze, lazman naze, lazman naze.
Yossi Malavani with his Shehecheyanu. He told me this past Shabbos that he'll be leaving the country on one of his European concert tours, his frequent ones, and we wish him all the best on this. This next album is Inspiration Down Under. It's live recordings of Rabbi Chazan Philip Heilbrunn and the Melbourne Jewish Male Voice Choir. That's quite a mouthful there. The Melbourne Jewish Male Voice Choir. Let's hear Mikimi.
Oh,
Choirs, I love choirs. I know you do also. Okay. This is a dedication to my friend Gershom. I will be playing several selections from Dr. Hans Blumenthal. So let me tell you a little bit about Cantor Dr. Hans Blumenthal. This is from an album of 1966, when Hans was 43 years old. Reading from the record jacket, it says, "Perhaps one of the most unique of today's working cantors on the continent is Dr. Hans Blumenthal, cantor at Amsterdam, Holland's main synagogue, and a biochemistry professor at the University of Nijmegen. Okay, that was from 1966. Let's go to 1991. This is from a publication, Investigative Ophthalmology and Visual Science, and it's an article on the presentation of the Proctor Medal of the Association of Research in Vision and Ophthalmology to Dr. Hans Blumenthal. And this was what was written from an interview with Hans Blumenthal's wife. Hans was born in 1923 in Fulda, Germany. His father was Dutch and his mother German. Since Jewish children were not allowed to study at public high schools in Nazi Germany, he was sent to Amsterdam to continue his schooling. In 1939, his parents also came to Amsterdam in an attempt to escape the Nazi regime. But this was not to be. The war began, and in 1943, his parents and sister were killed by the Nazis, with Hans being the only member of the family saved by the underground movement. These horrible events left an indelible mark on Hans, of which only his closest friends are aware. Hans has a fine voice and significant musical talent. At an early age, he began to study Jewish religious music. In 1949, while still a student, he was appointed a cantor in the most prominent synagogue in Amsterdam, and in 1954, he became the chief cantor of the synagogue, position he held for 36 years. There's a discussion about all of his appearances, records, and he had performed five times for the Queen of the Netherlands. He also mentions that he wrote four books of children's stories. But now his scientific career, he received his PhD in 1957 from the University of Amsterdam. In 1965, only 8 years after receiving his PhD, he was appointed professor of biochemistry at the School of Medicine in Nijmegen, and shortly thereafter became the director of the Preclinical Institute. He was perhaps the only chairman of a major biochemistry department in the world with an interest in lens cell biology. He published over 350 papers. I was doing some research on Hans, and I'm sorry I wasn't able to find out too much, although I did see some YouTubes from just a few months ago, so from 2012. So I'm afraid I don't have any further information about him, but let's go to this wonderful album. It was Music of the Sabbath. I'm going to go and play straight through Lechad Dodi, Amar Avir Bonov, Kiddush Shabbos, Shalom Aleichem, and Shabbat HaMalkah. This is from an album, and again, Yerushalayim, I'm sure you're going to enjoy this. Here we go.
Oh! לקראת שבוס, לכו בני לכו, כי אם קור הברוכו, מראש מקדם נסוכו, סוף מעשה.
Thank you.
malchusau berutzon kibelu aleihem Moshe
Moshe
uvene
Yisroel
HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Hu.
Malachi Shalom.
Isn't that beautiful? This is Hans Blumenthal. It was recorded in 1966 when he was 43 years old. It's 47 years ago. As I was listening to it, I had a great feeling about it. There was a haunting quality to his voice, soulful in a way, but very sweet. And I particularly enjoyed the Kiddush. And I was thinking that I had not included that in my Kiddush marathon, but now I've included the Lechad Dodi in my Lechad Dodi marathon. Okay, let's go to Shmuel Vagoda. I haven't heard from him for a while. He was born in 1894. He died in 1990. He was born in Dobrzyn, Poland, into a cantorial family. His parents settled in Hungary while he was a youngster, and he was sent for religious education to the yeshiva of Galanta and Pressburg. His father taught him singing, and as a boy, he sang in the choirs of his father and other cantors. His music education was supplemented at conservatories in Budapest and others, and while still in his teens, Vagoda became chief cantor at the Arena Temple in Budapest. After touring the continent, he accepted the invitation from the Hungarian congregation Ohev Tzedek in New York to assume the cantorial post succeeding Yesler Rosenblatt. How about that? Let's hear one of his classics. This is Hashir Shehalvaim. This is Shmuel Vagoda.
נשמע אם כן את החזן שמואל ויגודה מבצע את יצירתו הבלתי נשכחת, יצירתו הקלאסית, השיר שהלוויים היו אומרים בבית המקדש.
I guess I should have told you at the beginning. He was 96 years old when he recorded this on March 8th, 1988. That was at the Mon Auditorium, and cantors Elihu Greenblatt, Mencion Miller, and Benjamin Muller were in the choir. Okay, you're wondering, what am I playing? I should have told you at the beginning. Can you imagine Shmuel Vagoda at the age of 96 singing his classic Hashir Shehalvi'im? In the future, I'll have to play an earlier recording when he was at his peak. But in any event, a little bit of history. Okay. Okay. Well, this is the fastest hour in music. I hope you enjoyed this mixture. And Gershom, thanks for reminding me about the beauty of Hans Blumenthal. And again, can you imagine Shmuel Vagoda at the age of 96 still had a voice? Wow, something. Well, thank you for joining with me. Perhaps I'll see some of you on Thursday evening at the Barclays Center, and certainly I look forward to seeing many of you in New Rochelle on the 10th, and also perhaps at Westside Institutional on the 9th with Zevi Muller and the Hamptons Choir. So you can reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com, cbjmusic@aol.com, and I always appreciate your comments and requests. Shalom.
Thank you.